It's not the act, it's the cover-up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The White House is now in full cover-up mode, denying that President Obama bowed to the King of Saudi Arabia. Spokesman Robert Gibbs called it more of a bend.
He bent over with both hands to shake his hands.
But nobody who's seen the video is buying that. This was a bow. When President Bush held hands with the king at the Crawford Ranch and even kissed him, he didn't try to deny it. A real man isn't ashamed of a manly handhold or even a manly kiss. Conservative politicians aren't ashamed when they lick Rush Limbaugh's boots.
I think Rush is a great leader for conservatives. I think he articulates what a lot of people are concerned about.
No, it's not the bowing or the handholding or the kissing of the king that's the problem. It's that we don't get the love back. Hey, Your Majesty, how about a refund for the $4 gas last summer? Hey, maybe the president was actually groping for his wallet. Oh, well. At least the bow got him some good coverage in the Arab press, which presidents rarely get. Maybe that's what he was after, because here at home, the supposedly fawning media is on the attack. Democrats are angry because he's too soft on the bankers and won't pull out of Iraq tomorrow. Republicans think he's a socialist. Arizona State University invites him to commencement but won't give him an honorary degree because he hasn't done enough to deserve one. Notre Dame also invites him to speak and will give him a degree, but the local bishop would clearly excommunicate him if he could for being pro-choice. Plus the spreading tea parties. You know, now that I think of it, considering the flack coming in from all sides, maybe he wasn't bowing. Maybe he was just instinctively ducking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.